Nathan, three games in now, obviously you're starting to feel a little bit more comfortable.
Yeah. You know what? I give a lot of credit to, you know, my teammates in this organization, you know, giving me an opportunity, and they made it real easy on me, this transition. Kept things real simple, and, you know, it's nice to, you know, string out a couple wins back-to-back here.
Hall said yesterday that your game maybe suits the Western Conference a little bit more. Do you know what he's talking about in that?
Maybe it's this is a lot of bigger guys in the West, and it's more of a physical game, more of a grinding game, and you know, it's something I've never backed down from. I don't consider myself, the biggest, most physical guy, but I don't shy away from it. And especially coming down to the wire here, these games are going to be, you know, tough fought. So I guess you could say I'm kind of built for it.
But at the end of the day, you like to get up the ice a little bit too. We saw you get a little bit more active last night in Columbus, didn't we?
Yeah. I just try to find my holes. It's a different conference, like you said, and, you know, guys are, you know, a lot bigger, and they come in the forecheck, so you got to be, you know, smart with your reads and your pinches, and this system they got here is built so well where, you know, guys can, you know, make plays, and, you know, you got the opportunity to go, you know, you got someone backing you up, so it's been a nice mix so far.
Nathan, Blake Wheeler last night said that you strike him as a player who maybe has a bit of a chip on your shoulder given how things have gone so far in your career. Would that be accurate? And if so, what can that chip sort of do to, I guess, motivate you here in your new home?
Yeah. I'd like to say I always play with a chip on my shoulder, but I think he nailed it. You know, I feel like I have something to prove here. And, coming over here, I knew it was going to be a good opportunity for me. And, you know, this is a really special hockey club, special group. And, you can see right when you get in here the presence of, you know, the talent in this room and the veteran leadership, and I think he nailed it pretty well. But I'm not playing for anybody but my teammates. I'm not trying to prove anybody wrong. I'm just trying to, you know, help this team win as much as I can.
When you're a high draft pick as you were, and obviously a lot of pedigree and deemed a very high prospect, and when the success doesn't come instantly, how do you handle that in your career, the ups and the downs?
It's tough, yeah. I'm not gonna lie, it's not easy. More mentally than anything, you know, you come in with an expectation, and I had a good conversation with, you know, a couple of the coaching staff last couple of days, and, you know, you just kind of try to find your role. The NHL is a completely different game from, you know, what necessarily got you here. But, you know, so far it's been good. You know, I don't want to get too far ahead of myself. It's only been three games, but it's been off to a good start so far.
Just a couple more for me, but has there been a player or players in your career, whether it was in Montreal or Buffalo, that maybe were a bit of a mentor, just a more veteran guy who's maybe helped you along?
Yeah, you know, I was very fortunate. I got to play with some special players in Montreal. Andre Markov was someone I got to watch real closely my 3 years there. And my second year in Montreal, we brought in Sergei Gonchar, and I got to play 30 games with him, and that was pretty special. So I've had a good mix of, veteran leadership who I've, mixed in well with. And my last year in Montreal, I got to play with Shea Weber, too, who's a pretty good player. So, I've seen some good players, come through, and a lot of guys that I look up to and still talk to. And I've been very fortunate with, you know, the teams that I've been on, the guys that, you know, I got to surround myself with.
And I know it's only been just over a week here, but your experiences so far with Charlie Huddy, a very accomplished, obviously, defenseman in his time, and what are you maybe looking forward to working with him here with the Jets?
Yeah, you know, first and foremost, he was obviously a special player, and, when I got dealt here, the D coach in Buffalo, Steve Smith, knows Charlie well, and, you know, he was really excited that, you know, I got the opportunity to work with him, and we've been keeping close contact. We've watched video, you know, after every game, and he's obviously a special player. He's been around, and, you know, now he's being a coach, he's been around, so there's not many questions I don't think he can answer, so I'm just trying to be a sponge.
You've seen a lot of the Tampa Bay Lightning, probably a little bit more than the teammates, but kind of what are you expecting from them tomorrow?
Yeah, I think the boys know what to expect, obviously. The Beast of the East, well, you know, they've been really good this year. I think I've played them three times this year. And, basically it's going to be a tough fought game. You know, we're going to have some, some D zone, you know, situations that we're gonna have to sort out, and you gotta expect it. They're gonna make plays, they're a good hockey team. But you know, I think we got a confident group in here coming off two big wins. You know, I think we'll you know, coming out of the gate is important. You know, they got a good fan base here, and they try to rally behind them. So our start's gonna be extremely important tomorrow.